Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1204 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be a time alone for quiet reflection, or you may utilize structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I'm nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on our trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. There are certain people that always seem to be busy. They accomplish so much. Maybe you're one of them, or maybe you just sit in amazement as you observe them. In today's meditation, let us consider the worker bees of life. Every organization, church, or family needs a Martha. Actually, they probably need several Martha-type people. I have to confess, I certainly tend to fall into this category. There is always more to do. More task, more chores, more work. Marthas have their sleeves rolled up and ready. They set the pace for their organization. Because of Marthas, the projects get done, goals are reached, income is generated, and everything continues to tick like clockwork. You don't appreciate Marthas until Martha is missing. And then all the Marys and Lazaruses are scrambling, looking around, wondering why things are so disorganized. And not much is accomplished. Marthas tend to be the energizer bunnies of any organization. They keep on going and going and going. They store strength like camel stores water. Since many of them don't really seek the spotlight, they don't live off the applause. That's not to say that they don't need it, but they're just not addicted to it. A job well done are the accolades that they seek. Marthas have focus, mission, and relentlessly pursues goals. The fact is, though, sometimes they don't see the beautiful forest because they are so intent on the next tree that is in front of them. It is their tendency to elevate the task as more important than the ultimate end result. They lack the long-term vision that is so important. Remember when Martha did that? A younger Martha invites a younger Jesus to come for dinner. Jesus accepts and brings his disciples. The scene in Luke describes as Mary is seated and Martha is fuming. Martha is angry because Mary, horror of horrors, is sitting at the feet of Jesus. How impractical, how irrelevant, how unnecessary. I mean, who has time to sit and listen when there's bread to be baked and tables to be set and people to feed? So Martha complained in Luke chapter 10, verse 40. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, "Lord, doesn't it seem unfair that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me." All of a sudden, Martha has gone from serving Jesus to making demands of Jesus. The room falls silent. The disciples duck their eyes. Mary flushes red. And Jesus speaks in Luke chapter 10, verses 41 and 42. But the Lord said to her, "My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her." Apparently, Martha got the point. For later, we find her serving again at a much later date, in John chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. A dinner was prepared in Jesus' honor. Martha served, and Lazarus was among those who ate with him. Then Mary took a 12-ounce jar of expensive perfume made of the essence of nard, and she anointed Jesus' feet with it, wiping his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance. Is Mary in the kitchen this time? No, she is worshiping, for that is what she loves to do. But this time, Martha doesn't object. She has learned that there is a place for praise and worship, and that is what Mary is doing. And what is Mary's part in this dinner? She brings a pint of very expensive perfume and pours it on Jesus' feet, and then wipes his feet with her hair. The smell of perfume fills the house, just like the sound of praise can fill a church. And earlier, Martha would have objected. Such an act was too lavish, too extravagant, too generous. But the mature Martha has learned, just as there is a place in God's kingdom for sacrificial service, there is also a place for extravagant praise and worship. Regardless of whether you are Mary or Martha, both have a place in building God's kingdom here on earth. We need both service and praise. And that's a wrap for today's meditation. Next week, we will continue on our trek on Meditation Monday as we take time to reflect on those most important areas for creating our living legacy. On tomorrow's trek, we will explore another wisdom quote. This 3-minute wisdom supplement will assist you on becoming healthy, wealthy, and wise each day. Thank you for joining me on this trek that we call life. Encourage your friends and family to join us, and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,203 daily treks or read the daily journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.